Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Good morning and welcome. We've all seen the tragedy that's been unfolding in Ukraine, wondering how we can help and how we can make a difference. A Kapuskasing native now living in Peterborough is doing just that, trying to help and make a difference through a virtual online auction. He's an artist. His name is Nick Lenyuk. He's created a piece all about his father's homeland, Ukraine, that is definitely one of a kind and pretty amazing. The auction began earlier this week and continues on to Monday at 4 p.m. We had a chance to sit down with Nick Lenyuk earlier this week to talk more about the auction, about why he's doing this, and more about his piece. Here is part one of our two-part interview.
I've been making sculptures for about 12 years now, and I thought, in addition to donating to different organizations, I thought I needed to do more. And one of the ways, fortunately I was able to achieve that was by creating a collaborative sculpture to raise funds for humanitarian aids for Ukraine. So, by no means does that kind of make me feel 100% better, but it's doing something rather than completely stressing about it like most Canadians are.
Now, this is quite important to you and quite close to home to you, literally, because you are Ukrainian descent. Your dad is from the Ukraine originally, correct?
That's correct. He was born in 1924 in a village called Tiaziv, which is near Ivano-Frankivsk, near Lviv, which has been in the news lately as the Russians are starting to bomb in that area as well. He emigrated to Canada in 1947 at the end of the Second World War and ended up in beautiful Kapuskasing, where he married my mother, Emma. She's from New Brunswick. So we're a pretty typical hybrid Canadian family. And, I was born and raised in Cap and have nothing but fond memories of there. But yes, we have second cousins in Ukraine, which we've lost touch with. I do have one cousin who lives in Paris. Her son, who's about 30 years old, has left Paris and has gone back to Ukraine to protect the homeland, just like many Ukrainian diaspora from around the world are doing.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So talk a little bit about, I guess, how people can help raise money with your auction, or with your items that you're donating.
So just a bit of background about the piece itself. The sunflower is the national flower of Ukraine, and I knew immediately that was the object that I wanted to sculpt. I looked on the internet for silhouettes of sunflowers and happened to come across one that I thought was appropriate. And when I wanted to give the artist full credit for the illustration and found out that she's actually from Russia. So I reached out to her, and fortunately she is totally against the war. And was more than happy to give her blessing, permission for me to use her illustration to create this piece of art. So it's a stylized sunflower with a peace sign in the center, and it's made out of serpentine carving stone, and it's attached to a raw good old Canadian board, which I've stained with the blue and yellow colors of Ukraine. And there's bidding, open bidding on my Instagram and Facebook pages. That's Nick Lenyuk Stone Carving. And the current bid is at $400. And this is the second day of bidding. So really pleased with that. And anything we can do to donate funds would be great. People should know that the funds are going to go to the Ukrainian Canadian Foundation. And the reason that we chose that particular charity was recommended by a friend of mine who's a professor at Royal Military College in Kingston, who is very close to everything on the ground in Ukraine. He said that specific organization has boots on the ground within the borders of Ukraine. While there are many super organizations which are helping around Ukraine, especially in Poland and the European countries, this one specifically has boots on the ground within the country, and thought we would direct all funds raised to there. So people just need to direct message me either through Facebook and Instagram with a bid, and I will update that daily.
You can read his full story at mycampusgazingnow.com. Again, the auction wraps up Monday at 4 p.m. You can private message Nick Leniuk with your bid and help support this amazing cause as he raises money for Ukraine and the humanitarian efforts that are going on over there. Next week on our show, part two of our conversation, where we talk more about how he got interested in carving and his memories of his hometown.